In Texas, one of the first confirmed cases was in the town of Cibolo near San Antonio, and that town was thrust into the news earlier this week. Three high school boys contracted the H1N1 virus, though none had visited Mexico. Although the boys have recovered, the school district has shut all its schools down last week, and people are skittish. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Jennifer Hartman is the 33-year-old first-term mayor of Cibolo. Blonde and businesslike, she drives a minivan and runs a marketing company out of her home. She sits in on 5 conference calls a day with state and local officials dealing with the flu outbreak. She's been urging citizens to practice social distancing, something she's doing with her own 3 children.
We kind of confine our playtime to around our home. I mean, it's not necessarily just inside. We do play outside. It's taking walks alone, not with friends. I think what the CDC and the state is trying to recommend is that people not gather in large groups together.
In terms of social avoidance, people seem to have gotten the message, to the detriment of the businesses along Main Street. Carl Garza is the owner of Catalano's Pizzeria.
You know, business just really shot down. This is like the worst I've ever seen it. I've been here almost 7 years. 2 nights ago, I had one table walk into my restaurant. That's never happened before, ever. I think people just got really scared.
Locals say that people are nervous. Kids from Steele High School, where swine flu broke out, are not particularly welcome out in public. One father said he tried to take his 2 sons, who attend Steele High, to the gym at nearby Randolph Air Force Base, and they wouldn't let them in. So what's there to do? 14-year-old Kristen Murphy is really bored sitting at home with her 3 siblings.
I mean, I've been inside. Nobody's really been going outside because I guess they're scared.
So what have you done to pass the time?
Sleep. I mean, there's nothing really to do.
Her father, John Murphy, a former Marine who delivers newspapers for a living, sits nearby in their garage.
Everything's fine as long as you're not in close proximity, getting sneezed on, coughed on. You should keep your hands sterilized.
More than a few people said school officials may have overreacted when they shut down all 14 schools in the district over concerns the flu would spread.
I am Brett Becker, pastor of St. Paul Evangelical Church in Cibolo, Texas. Right now, from what I'm hearing and the emails I've received, most people are thinking it's a bit overblown at this point. I know there was a tremendous concern over the bird flu, and that did not turn out to be the great killer of millions that it was thought it would be.
Just like bird flu gave poultry a bad rap, swine flu is bedeviling hog farmers like Chuck Rial, whose farm is a few miles down the road from Cibolo. He won't let visitors get near his pens, not because he's afraid we'll catch something from these pale, plump animals snoozing on a humid afternoon.
These plastic boots here, we want you to slip them over your shoes. It's for biosecurity to protect our hogs is what it's for.
According to pork protocol, Chuck Rial is the only one who can take a microphone close to his sows and boars. Rial has raised hogs commercially for 31 years. Lately, he's been doing public relations for his industry, saying that no pig has ever contracted this particular H1N1 virus in the United States, which is technically true. A CDC researcher pointed out that other strains of flu have jumped from swine to humans.
You worry about the black eye that the industry's going to get. If it had been called elephant flu, we would never have had a problem.
Everybody in Cibolo can't wait until they can put the swine flu chapter behind them. John Burnett, NPR News.